is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette led a group of lawmakers to the Supreme Court earlier today, saying they will work to protect women's health care options in the wake of the Roe v. Wade decision.
And at the ballot box in November, we are going to elect politicians who will make sure every woman in this country has the same ability, whether they live in California, Colorado, or whether they live in Alabama, Texas, or Oklahoma.
Colorado Republican lawmakers have applauded the Supreme Court's decisions. Abortion opponents are celebrating decades of work challenging the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade. Carl Melito is the president of Grand Junction Right to Life. He says he's elated by today's Supreme Court decision, but his work isn't over.
We're out to educate people and to let them realize that life in the womb is you and I at a stage in our development as well, and it needs to be protected.
Abortion remains legal in Colorado under a law Governor Polis signed in April, but some conservative groups in the state have begun collecting signatures to challenge the law with a ballot measure. Next week's primary election in Pueblo County will be under the supervision of an outside manager. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office says the state is investigating ballot irregularities. Some ballots sent by the county were missing races or included incorrect primaries. Griswold has tapped Drake Ramke, who previously worked for the city of Denver and the Department of State. Outside managers are also overseeing races in Mesa and Elbert counties, where other clerks have been accused of security breaches. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.